Conservatives in politics and media often complain that social media companies, big tech, are biased against them. President Trump and Republicans regularly rail against Facebook and Twitter for censoring them, they say. And there's little evidence, of course, to suggest that conservative viewpoints are actually suppressed by social media. In fact, lots of conservative posts do very, very well online. But since the election and President Trump's baseless claims of voter fraud, Facebook and Twitter have gotten much, much more aggressive when it comes to Donald Trump, labeling his posts and fact-checking him in real time. So conservatives are on the look for a new place to hang out on the web, and they've found one. Rebecca Hiawell is here to talk about it. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
So tell me, what's the big reveal? Where are conservatives going?
They're going to this Twitter-like platform called Parler.
Parler.
So Parler, the name comes from the French word to speak, but it's essentially a free speech-oriented Twitter that's full of conservatives and right-wing influencers.
Okay, so is Parler just like a copycat of Twitter without the big tech censorship, or what makes Parler so attractive to conservatives?
So essentially what it is, like you said, Twitter with some caveats. So there isn't algorithmic curation in the same way.
Okay.
There's much less content moderation. And there are a couple other, you know, minor differences. But the big difference is that it's a lot of questioning the integrity of the U.S. election without labels. It's a lot of hate speech and all sorts of, you know, conservative kind of conspiratorial talking points.
And is it just mainstream conservatives on there? Or tell me like about the types of people who one would find if they created a Parler account today.
There are a bunch of different types of conservatives. So there are a couple Republican members of the federal government. So Senator Ted Cruz even did a video announcement announcing that he was joining Parler.
That's why I'm proud to join Parler. This platform gets what free speech is all about. And I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's speak freely, and let's end the Silicon Valley censorship.
There are also other kind of standard right-wing influencers that you've probably seen on Facebook and Twitter who rack up a lot of views there, on Parler as well, a lot of Fox News content as well. So it's all sorts.
Can you give me a sense of scale? I mean, how big a deal is Parler right now?
So they've seen a pretty significant uptick in downloads in the past a few weeks, but it's nowhere near the scale of Twitter or Facebook. We're probably talking in the millions on the actual site, but it's certainly not as big as Facebook or anything remotely near that.
You said past few weeks. I mean, so this is really being driven by the election.
Yeah, it seems like a good amount of the enthusiasm for Parler on the site right now is in reaction to Twitter's decision to label a lot of President Trump's tweets. And there's just a lot of skepticism towards the integrity of the 2020 U.S. presidential election in general. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of being clamped down on Twitter and Facebook, and it's found a home in Parler. You know, there was that conspiracy theory called Stop the Steal that both of those major platforms clamped down on, and it found a pretty significant home on Parler after that.
And I mean, do you think this will be a big deal? I mean, obviously, part of the reason why Twitter is such a big deal is because everybody's there, right? I mean, I wonder if there's not sort of the mainstream, you know, elites on the platform, the posts won't get as much traction.
Yeah, I mean, that is sort of the crux of the problem that Parler has, right? They can either continue to try to appeal to a pretty fringe element and continue allowing hate speech, allowing conspiracy theories to sort of go unmonitored on the platform. And that might, you know, be appealing to a certain number of users, but most users don't want to see that, right? So at a certain point, right, they're going to come to a limit where they either have to say, you know, we're going to try to be a mainstream platform, which, you know, I would caution is a pretty far out goal for them, or we're going to stick to basically being the backup platform for all the posts that these conservative influencers who are not leaving Facebook and Twitter in the slightest can't get on there, right?
Yeah.
So I think one of the things about Parler that, you know, it's marketing itself as an alternative, but it's not. It's essentially a backup for a lot of these influencers to post the things they can't post on Facebook, can't post on Twitter, and get a second audience there. But most of them are not leaving those two platforms at all.
Yeah, it sort of feels like the choice is they can either be a big public platform with influence, right? Or they can be this closed platform, not in technically closed, but closed in terms of the types of people they're appealing to, which, you know, I mean, you can create an echo chamber, right, of kind of conservative media. And there's tons of those examples in all partisan media, right? But it doesn't have influence in the mainstream way that Twitter does, where, you know, if there's a post on Twitter, it's on CNN and it's suddenly amplified around the world. If Parler just has conservatives on it, it's not the same.
Right. And to be clear, it's not, you know, just conservatives. It's hate speech and conspiracy theories that even probably go beyond the pale for even some of the mainstream conservative leaders that are on Parler. So if they're so very committed to continuing to allow some of that really offensive content to remain, you know, that's going to be a significant barrier for them going forward if they do try to expand. But I think the main takeaway is that this is serving as kind of a rhetorical foil for a lot of these right-wing influencers to talk about. But I don't think it makes sense to think about it as an actual competitor to Twitter or Facebook or other social platforms.
Rebecca Hiawell is a reporter here at Recode. You can read more of her coverage of Parler and all things at recode.net. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.